USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to 8 felonies on Tuesday, the president discusses his long relationship with Cohen.
Well, he was a lawyer for me for one of many. They always say the lawyer, and then they like to add the fixer. Well, I don't know if there's a fixer. I don't know where that term came from, but he's been a lawyer for me. Didn't do big deals, did small deals. Not somebody that was with me that much. You know, they make it sound like I didn't live without him. Well, it turned out he wasn't a very good lawyer, frankly.
That is heard in an interview airing on Fox and Friends this morning. ISIS claims it was behind a knife attack in Paris this morning that authorities now say left 2 people dead and 1 seriously wounded, and the attacker shot and killed by police. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The Democratic National Committee alerting authorities to what it says appears to be an attempt to hack its voter database. Hackers reportedly created a fake login page for the party's voter registration website in the hopes of tricking people into giving up their login information. One of America's most well-known college football coaches will be sitting out several games this upcoming season, being punished for mishandling allegations that a former assistant coach was abusing his wife. Yesterday at a news conference, Ohio State University head football coach Urban Meyer said,
"The suspensions are tough, but I fully accept them. I wish I could go back and make the different decisions, but I can't."
University trustees deciding to suspend Meyer for 3 games after finding he knew of those allegations dating back to 2015, but never reported them as he should have. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The tariff spat continues between the United States and China, the two slapping 25% tariffs on another $16 billion worth of each other's goods, the Trump administration imposing new tariffs just after midnight Eastern, and Beijing immediately retaliated. A man accused in a shooting at a Tennessee Waffle House location will be going to a mental health facility as authorities say they hope he becomes fit to stand trial, USA's Wendy King reports.
A judge has ruled that 29-year-old Travis Reinking is mentally unfit to stand trial on charges that he fatally shot 4 people at the Waffle House restaurant in Nashville on April 22nd. Forensic psychologist Rena Eisen testified at a court hearing.
To be not competent means that their mental illness is causing them to not be able to assist their attorney in their defense or to understand the proceedings against them.
Eisen says Reinking is refusing to take medication that could help treat his mental illness.
Disney says it's going to pay for its hourly workers to go to college. Through the Disney Aspire program, as they're calling it, the company will be covering all tuition costs up front, and that includes application fees and books and materials for its 80,000 hourly workers. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.